So I had a patron supporter wanted to know, what does it take to be wealthy? All right. And so I'm just speaking off of my knowledge of it. Obviously, I'm not wealthy. I wouldn't be making no fucking videos. All right. Well, maybe I would. I love putting my foot in y'all asses. So I probably have $100 billion and I still love putting my foot in your asses. But I'm actually in the process of trying to accumulate wealth also, guys. And so the number one thing you need to know with, if you're trying to get wealthy, now notice I said wealthy and not rich. All right. So let me clear this up first. What's the difference between wealthy and rich? Well, guys, if you are a basketball player and the NBA want to pay you $25 million a year for the next 15 years, you're rich. All right. If you want to be wealthy, you need to figure out a way to get that paid to the day you die. All right. You see that, guys? See, a rich person can go broke. You can fuck up your money. How many businesses have y'all heard of that was doing good and then it tanked? All right. That's how you can go from being rich to broke real quick. Wealthy means that you have your finances set up to where money is going to be coming in for a very long time, regardless of what you're doing. I give y'all a good example. Oprah Winfrey makes $300 million a year passively off of her old show. Off of the Oprah Winfrey Show. She makes that passively. Off of her brand. Michael Jordan makes like about $200-300 million a year off his Jordan brand. To the day he dies. Alright? To the day he dies, he has that. Alright? So Michael Jordan is who is worth like $1.5 billion right now. He can fuck up that whole $1.5 billion, which is not all liquid. Obviously, some of that's going to be assets, but y'all get what I'm saying. He can fuck up his whole fortune right now, and guess what? Next year, he'll have $300 million more, and he can fuck that up. And guess what? The next year after that, he'll have $300 million more, all right? So the thing with this, guys, is wealthy people are set up for the long term. Rich just means you can have a business do $12 million in profits in 1 year and you rich. But guess what? If next year you take a loss, you firing people and now you filing bankruptcy. All right. So that's the difference between wealthy and rich. All right. So the number one thing with wealthy guys is y'all guys need to be trying to set up multiple streams of passive income. What is passive income? Book, movie, music, royalties. All right, guys. So as long as my book, well, it ain't going on well. Even if Amazon was to take my book down, I could sell it my goddamn self. All right. So I'll be making money off of my book to the day I die. Dr. Love, the guy who wrote the Love Doctor, whatever, he's still making money off of that book. And I don't know how many years, how old that fucking book is. All right. The ABCs, the dating and shit. That guy Mystery, he wrote a dating book. He's still making money. You don't even see that motherfucker no more. Obviously, he's making enough money off of his royalties every year off of that damn dating book. All right, guys. Music royalty. You know, Prince and all these guys, Mariah Carey. These people have these royalties set up. If you want to sample their song or play it in a commercial or play it in a movie, guess what? Ching ching, baby. You want to recreate that song? Ching ching, baby. Every time that song, every time Mariah Carey song hit the radio, she get a couple cents. All right? Every time she wrote a song she probably wrote 30 fucking years ago in 1990, she fucking still making money off of that shit. So you need multiple streams of passive income. That means that you're probably going to have to dabble in real estate, but you don't have to. You just going to need a combination of a few of these guys. All right. Most of these people do deal in real estate and stuff like that. You have a license of product. So when I say license of product, like the technology for this camera right here, whoever made this phone, which is Apple, who used some of the technology they used, they had to go and get licenses. They had to use some of licensed technology, guys. So if you wanted to use my screen or whatever the case may be, or how to push this, like if you got your iPhone, that fingernail entry, that's licensed technology, guys. Whoever made that technology, they get a few of them cents. Every time anybody want to use that that fingernail, that fingerprint technology, whoever created that, they get a few cents, guys. All right? So that's the thing with that. You're going to have multiple screens of passive income. Obviously, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IRAs, all that type of stuff. But you need multiple screens of income, and you need a lot of passive income, guys. Remember, rich, if you win a lottery for $700 million, you're rich. All right? You're not wealthy. All right? But if you can find a way to win that lottery, get $700 million, and them to pay you $50 million, to the day you die, all right, or for generations or whatever the case may be, now you're wealthy. You can blow through $700 million. You can blow through that. It'll be kind of, well, it ain't that hard. Michael Jackson was in fucking $600 million worth of debt. You guys see what I mean? All right, you see what I mean? But he was able to rebound because he had royalties. So his estate was able to recover when he died because of royalties. So now his kids don't have fucking debt. All right, because of royalties, and they'll be eating off of him for generations to come. Whoever Michael Jackson great 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 grandkids will be still eating off of Michael Jackson. All right, when Michael Jordan great 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 grandkids will be eating off the Jordan brand. All right, that's why I told you guys I've been actually thinking about having a kid, because now I done created this Alpha Male Strategy brand. I want him to teach the next generation of simps. All right, so now I'm actually thinking about the shit, because I never thought about it before. I was like, fuck that, I ain't paying no child support, fuck. But now that I done created this brand, I want to pass it on. I want my son to teach the next generation of simps. All right, guys, so that's the thing with that, guys. Wealth is something that's generational. Rich is something that's just now. You can burn through that. And to get there, guys, you're going to have to do a lot of fucking sacrificing. All right? No gratification now for a lot of gratification later. That means that every dime you pretty much get your hands on, except for little bits where you treat yourself, you're investing it. Whether you're doing real estate, stocks and bonds, or if any of you guys working on any kind of patent or anything like that, some licensing technology or your business, whatever the case may be, you pretty much invest in everything you get your hands on, except for a little knickknacks here and there where you treat yourself. But other than that, you reinvest in everything and you pretty much don't save a whole lot. All right. To be wealthy, guys, is not about saving. It's about you pretty much invest pretty much every fucking dollar you get your hands on, you invest it into multiple things. Not just one thing, not just real estate, not just stocks and bonds, a whole bunch of things, everything you can put your hands on. And then if you want to, you could be one of these sharks where if you got so much money, you can start investing in other people's businesses and stuff like that. Well, like say you guys, one thing what a lot of rich people do, and y'all guys see Shaq do this, he invests a lot of money into up and coming businesses. All right, Shaq got his hands in a lot of up-and-coming businesses. What we call those people, sharks. So let's hypothetically say one of you guys was like, AMS, listen, I got this business, and I think it's going to pop or whatever, and I wanted to see if you want to come in 10% of it. All right, give me $100,000 for 10%. That's another way you get wealthy, guys. You invest in other people's businesses. That's what we call a shark. Y'all see Shark Tank. Those are sharks. They just invest to become business partners, all right? So you take some money, you see somebody doing a business, you give them some money, now you got some stocks into their business, all right, guys? So that's pretty much how you get wealthy, guys. You invest into multiple streams of passive income, all right? And listen, guys, it's not about, if you wanna just be rich, well, lawyers and doctors are rich. All you gotta do is, if you just wouldn't work 100 hours a week, yeah, you can get rich just by working hard, all right? There's rich truck drivers, all right? There's truck drivers that work like shit, and they're rich. They are high six figures, low seven figure truck drivers. Believe it or not, guys, they don't have no fucking life, all right? But guess what? As soon as they stop, if they ain't make no investment, guess what? The money stops. That's why they're not wealthy, all right? Now, most doctors and lawyers are smart enough to invest their money, but let's say they aren't. And they make $1 million a year. Well, guess what? As soon as they not doing their practice no more, the money stops. That's rich. All right. Wealthy means that they're set up to get that for a lifetime. All right, guys. All right. The next thing I wanted to talk about was I had a guy ask me, he wanted to know what was the five commandments to being an alpha male. Well, right off the bat, guys, the number one rule to being an alpha male, in my opinion, all this is my opinion, but in my opinion, is women are willing to trade you sex, straight up, sex for sex. That is straight up. Other than the, you know, the initial meet or comfort of somebody getting, you know, regardless of who you is, most women got to get some kind of comfort level with you. It is rapists in the world, guys, but by and large, past one or two meetings for a drink or something like that where she feels comfortable, without you buying no dinner, without you taking her to the Bahamas, without you buying her no outfit, she's, without a relationship, she's willing to trade you sex, straight up, sex for sex. All right? That is, to me, the number one rule to being an alpha male. That's where the phrase come from, where women will sleep with you just for who you is, no strings attached. The next thing to me, guys, is having an abundance mindset. All right? An alpha male has no fear of failure and no fear of rejection. When I say failure, I'm talking about as in doing my own business or something like that. Beta males have a fear of failure. That's why they stay working for somebody to the day they die. Alpha males have no fear of failure. They fail and they'll fail and they'll fail again. An alpha male has no fear of rejection. A woman can reject him. His confidence never wanes. All right. If any of you guys are familiar with pretty much any entrepreneur, most of these guys have failed multiple times. Y'all just see the shine. Y'all didn't see the grind. And y'all think they just got lucky and hit up on the first time. Most of these guys have failed at multiple businesses before they finally hit, guys. Alright, so please understand that they got the wherewithal to keep going, even though things didn't pop off right from the get-go. Alright, and they have no fear of rejection. Oh, if they can get rejected 10 times, they always think the next one gonna hit. Alright, guys, the next thing is you have a desire to be your own boss, or you working to be your own boss. So if you're working for somebody, but you aspire to be your own boss, you're working on it, you're an alpha male. All right, ain't nothing wrong with working for somebody. If all this shit fail right now with this dating shit, I have no problem going back and working for somebody. Absolutely none. But you best believe I'm gonna be working my ass off to get my own shit pumping again. You best believe, and I'm gonna be saving every dollar and plotting to get it back going. I'm not gonna be content with just working for some fucking body. It ain't happening. All right, guys. So as an alpha male, you have to aspire, or you are your own boss. You are not content with working for somebody, guys. All right. The next is you have multiple women in your rotation, or you could have multiple women in your rotation. So if you're an alpha male, all right, if you're an alpha male and you see some guys, like you see a guy who could sleep with a bunch of women, like let's say Jay-Z. Jay-Z is married, all right, but he's an alpha male to me because if he wanted to, he could. All right? If he wanted to. He obviously don't have a need. He probably do his thing on the side. But let's just give him the benefit of doubt. And let's say he's faithful now. All right? After he dropped his album, 444, let's just say right now he is faithful. But we all know Jay-Z could if he wanted to. Alright, so he didn't get into a scarcity mindset to get in a relationship so he can have reliable sex. He did it because he probably thought he found the one, or a woman that's right for him. Alright, so in that aspect, if you're a guy that you could, you know that, hey, I can sleep with multiple women, I'm just tired of doing that shit, and I think I found the one. Alright, now that's going to be more of a purple pill mindset, but still, that is still an alpha male. He just tired of the game. He could if he wanted to. He just don't have a want to no more. It happens, guys. Alright, it happens to some guys. Will it happen to me? I don't know. I don't know the future. Maybe I get tired of fucking bitches to sleep. Who knows? Alright, but if you can, you didn't get with a girl because you got a girl and you just happy to, you want to have reliable sex, so you got in a relationship because you got tired of going through droughts. If you one of these guys and you always got bitches, but you just got tired of the game, I would classify you as an alpha male. Or you a guy that got multiple women in your rotation. Listen, if you're a guy and you not fucking, you in a relationship with a woman And before her using a 2-year drop, that's not an alpha male. I don't give a fuck if you do got your own business. That's not an alpha male. You got a woman, but before that using a damn 2-year long drop, that's not an alpha male. All right? If you're in a relationship and before her you was dicking these hoes down and you just got tired of that shit and you decide to go purple pill, I would classify you as an alpha male. A purple pill alpha male, but still nonetheless alpha male. You just got tired of the game. All right? And last but not least, and this is very important, so hear me well, guys. You cannot call yourself a fucking alpha male if when drama or some bullshit come up, you tuck tail and run. As an alpha male, you're willing to die for your respect. I'm not saying go out and kick people ass, so don't misunderstand me. I'm saying you don't run from altercations. All right, you stand your fucking ground. I don't care if it's 5 dudes. An alpha male don't run. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. If it's 10 dudes willing to kick your ass and you haul ass, I wouldn't look down upon you, but an alpha male doesn't do that. I'm just telling you that shit right now. Alpha male take his ass whooping. Call it what you want, guys. An alpha male do not do that. An alpha male just take his ass whooping. An alpha male, it will die for his fucking respect. I'm not telling you to do that. If the number's out, I wouldn't look down upon you, but an alpha male does not... He lives for his respect. Period, guys. All right? And willing to die. Some of you guys are not willing to die for nothing. All right? Let's just call it for what it is. Some of you guys are not willing to die for nothing. All right? Some guy slap you in your face, slap your girl in the ass. Hey, you know, shit, he's a big dude, man. I'm half his size. I can't, what I'm supposed to do. An alpha male gonna stand his ground no matter how many guys, no matter how big the dude is, willing to die standing his ground. All right? That's the thing with that, guys. And notice I didn't say have your own apartment, have your own car, nothing like that. To me, that don't make you no alpha male. You can be an alpha male that's struggling, but you... See, here's the thing. Why I say an alpha male. A beta male takes the comfort route. So he'll go work a 9-to-5 and he'll have a car and a job and all this other bullshit. An alpha male is usually somebody who's like does a lot of failure because he's constantly trying to do shit. So an alpha male might have to sleep on his mama couch from time to time because he's trying to build his business, or he had a business and it failed. He lost his money. He trying some more shit. All right. An alpha male would live on his mama couch to build back up. All right. A beta male likes the comfort of a job. I don't want to deal with all that bullshit. Just give me my paycheck on Friday. Y'all can have all that alpha male crap. I ain't got time for that bullshit. An alpha male is somebody that's not willing to lose everything to build his dream. Everything, guys. And any of you guys know anything about me getting on here on this YouTube shit, doing this shit, cussing and all this bullshit? Y'all guys know I have a security company. I have training clients. I put everything on the table for this shit. I train people I train women that could have got offended. I do security for companies that could have got offended. I put everything on the line putting this shit on YouTube. I could have lost everything, but it was worth it to me because I had a passion for that shit. All right, that's how alpha male thinks. He's willing to put it all on the line. I put it all on the line getting on YouTube. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these hoes. Fuck these sluts. They're all sluts. What the dude I'm doing security for said, you calling my mama a slut? You see that, guys? I put it all online. I was not afraid of failure. So that's the thing with that, guys. All right, guys. Didn't mean to keep this video too long. Like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.